world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, April 26th on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
Big opportunity for Rashad Bateman. Will it lead to a big season? Let's find out what the advanced stats have to say with Jacob Gibbs. Welcome to Fantasy Football Today in 5, your Sunday audio edition here. You can wait until the 80s to pick Rashad Bateman, according to Fantasy Pros' average draft position in full PPR. What do you see from Rashad Bateman? You already hyped up Gabriel Davis, a year 3 receiver. Now we need to know your 2 receiver. What do you think about Rashad Bateman this year?
Yeah, Bateman and Davis are kind of similar in my mind in that they really struggled in year 1, and the rates that they posted really were discouraging. But I'm trying not to overreact to them. I think that they both have shown some indication they're really good players and they could progress in larger roles here. Similar thing happened for Michael Pittman last year, where he really had discouraging per route rates as a rookie, and then, you know, really stepped into a larger role in year 2 and shook those off and was extremely productive for fantasy. So I'm hoping we see something similar from Bateman here. He was only targeted on 16% of his routes as a rookie. Only averaged 1.26 yards per route run. And the list of rookie receivers who have run 400 or more routes and had rates that low is really discouraging. There really are only a handful of players who have gone on to be productive. There are 3 examples that do give him hope. Gabriel Davis is on that. I wouldn't put him among this list yet because he hasn't proven it yet. But Michael Pittman, like we just mentioned, and the other 2 are Devontae Adams and DeAndre Hopkins. Those guys were really bad, like worse than Rashad Bateman as rookies. 14% target per route run rate for Adams as a rookie, only 0.96 yards per route run. DeAndre Hopkins, 15% target per route run rate, 1.28 yards per route run. So almost identical to what we saw from Rashad Bateman. So there's hope. But yeah, Baltimore's per route run rate, or Bateman's per route run rate as a rookie was just really bad. And it wasn't just the slow start thing either. A lot of people point towards the injury as the reason he struggled last year. He never picked it up. He was actually worse after the bye. He was targeted on 14% of his routes and averaged under a yard per route run. So what we saw last year was not good. But I do think what we've seen from him in college indicates that there could be a huge step forward here in year 2.
Okay, well, what was that we saw from Rashad Bateman in college?
Yeah, so his yard per route run rate was only 2.06 in his first season. That jumped all the way up to 3.5 in his next year. And then he sustained that on small sample size in 2020 as well, 3.5. And then we saw him targeted on 28% of his routes and 27% of his routes the first 2 seasons. And then with Tyler Johnson moved on to the NFL in year 3, Rashad Bateman was targeted on 40% of his routes. And just for some context there, Drake London was targeted on 39% of his routes last year. That was the highest single season rate among players with at least 300 routes run over the past 5 seasons, 39%. Bateman's was 40%. He didn't run enough routes to qualify, but like he was really, really fed in his 3rd season. And we just saw him, you know, continue to get better each year. And I think that's something that could happen in year 2 and then going forward here in Baltimore.
Right. And I think you're also making the point that it took the departure of the wide receiver 1 in college for the routes for the targets to really increase. And that's what we're seeing here. No Marquise Brown. That's why Rashad Bateman has such a great opportunity. What else can you tell us about Bateman? Anything that might lead you to think the breakout's coming?
Yeah, so he really showed a unique ability to draw targets at a high rate while running a really deep route tree. His average depth of target was only 8.8 yards as a rookie. But what we saw in college was that he was dominant downfield on deep routes. He was one of the most efficient receivers among his class, which was a really, really good receiver class. And then in the 5 years of data I have available, he's one of just 4 NFL receivers with a career average depth of target above 13 yards who also sustained a target per route run rate above 30% in college. The other 3, Preston Williams, so sad, he could have been a stud. T. Higgins, of course, he is a stud. And then the other one, weirdly enough, is Bateman's teammate in Baltimore, Tylan Wallace. I just tweeted about him. I think he actually could be really good. But like, it's really not something that's done hardly ever. People who are targeted, you know, above 30% are generally running, you know, routes and that lead to an average depth of target between 10 and 12 yards. So for him to do it on such a deep route tree shows that he could kind of step into this role that we saw from Marquise Brown, just dominating the air yards. Marquise Brown, 8th in air yards in 2021, 8th overall in air yards over the past 2 seasons as well, 32% air yardage share last year. And so, yeah, we saw Bateman run kind of a shorter route tree that isn't, I don't think, the best way to use him. That's how Baltimore used him, though, as a rookie. And I think he could step into a more downfield-oriented role in year two, which is really exciting. When he was on the field, let me find this real quick. When he was on the field in his final season at Minnesota, Bateman accounted for 47% of the air yards and 46% of the targets, which is higher than any receiver that I've evaluated over the past five seasons. So I think he has what it takes to be a true wide receiver one, especially an air yarded hog. And that's just really exciting given what we've seen from Brown in the past.
You know, it's interesting. The two guys that we profile this weekend that you profile, Gabriel Davis and Rashad Bateman, I don't really end up with them because people in my drafts like them so much that they're taking, you know, they're thinking about round five, you know, maybe round six. But Gabriel Davis is a round seven pick and Rashad Bateman is an eight, maybe round nine pick. And God, that's so much better.
Yeah.
You know, more like round eight for Rashad Bateman. But I think that's when you take a chance. I mean, he's wide receiver 37 off the board, but people are getting so excited. And I just think that the pass volume is just too low. I don't know what they're going to do, but if they go back to being really, really low pass volume offense, they were 32nd 2 years in a row before last season when their running backs were hurt, then he's, you know, he could be as good as Marquise Brown was, and Marquise Brown wasn't even a top 40 wide receiver on a per game basis. You know, so if they throw a lot, Bateman's going to be great. If they don't, then you shouldn't take him in the sixth round, but you should take him in the eighth round.
It's about upside to both of these guys. It's a speculative case that they could really explode. I think you're absolutely right. You shouldn't be reaching for them in round 5-6, but if you can get them at their ADP, both of them are really exciting picks.
All right, that is Jacob Gibbs. I am Adam Azer. Thanks for watching and listening to Fantasy Football Today in 5. Talk to you tomorrow.